it still surprised me that she just said that, that I am standing here in front of you all, because up until about... Up until about 5 years ago, I was still recovering from my Catholic upbringing and continuing my adult life avoidance of everything religious. Then a respected and very liberal cousin of mine, second cousin actually, who lives in Lexington, Massachusetts, told me that the minister that had been training in her congregation there had come here to my neighborhood. I live right down the street. And she said, you've got to check it out. Although I was really skeptical, she was somebody that I really admired and felt like I shared a lot of values, so I thought I would give it a try. But I really didn't expect to find anything meaningful or anything I would connect to, but I gave it a shot. How delightfully surprised I was that first time that I visited when Ellen and our former RE director recited the latke that wouldn't stop screaming and were engaging all of the youth and really emphasizing their commitment to diversity and inclusion. And that was not something that I had ever experienced in my upbringing. So I thought, I'm in. I got to try this. Since that first day, I have continued to be surprised by all of the many ways that the UU and Westminster brings people together and forms connections. So, once again, I was introduced to a new idea at Westminster, and this was the small connection groups, where a small number of folks get together and have some deep conversations about principles in the church. And once again, I thought, no, this is not going to be for me. I am going to feel awkward. I'm not going to know these people. What if I don't relate to them? But with a little encouragement, I gave it a shot. And once again, I was so, so surprised. My experience of participating in these groups is unlike anything I've ever done before. It is this unusually peaceful place where we listen to one another in a way that you can't get listened to out there in the world. And it's a way that I've gotten to know myself better and a way that I've made connections with other people that would never have happened before. And that has been remarkably educational for me, because where before I assumed there were barriers or differences that would keep me from connecting to others, suddenly I saw that there were all sorts of meaningful connections that I could take with me. And it's taught me to sort of anticipate that that same thing can happen, you know, in the greater world. And in today's climate, that's really a helpful way to approach others. So I hope you all will consider signing up for one of the small groups, and that I get to know some of you there.